Hello.
Yes, good morning. My name is Tony calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Carol Spital, please?
About the nation?
Yes, ma'am. This is about the elections, okay? This survey is about the elections, political.
What about it?
Okay, let me start, okay? Does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and are you 18 and older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and what are the chances that you will vote on November general election for president, a U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you almost, would you say certain to vote, will probably vote, a chance is 50-50, or will you not vote?
I'll vote, and I can vote.
Okay, you will vote, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purposes of the survey, what is your age?
I'm 67.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Black American.
What was that?
Black American.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, please write me your level of motivation for voting on this year's election for president, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. But you can use any number.
10.
All right. All right, ma'am, now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job, okay? The first one will be Joe Biden as a president. Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove of his job?
Strongly approve.
Okay. What about Sherrod Brown as senator?
I'll vote for.
Do you strongly approve of her job, somewhat approve, or somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I approve.
All right, Donald Trump as former president.
Oh, no.
Would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, what about Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman?
Oh, yeah, I'll vote for her.
Would you strongly approve of his job or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutes. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of them, okay? If you haven't heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that, okay? The first one will be Democrats in Congress. Very favorable, somewhat favorable. Somewhat unfavorable or very...
Democrat.
Yes, the whole thing. Democrats in Congress.
Yeah.
The whole.
Mm-hmm. Democrat is who I would vote for.
So you are very favorable of them? Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Democrat is who I vote for.
Okay, so be very favorable, right? Or somewhat favorable. Okay, the other one will be Marcy Kaptur.
Yep, Marcy Kaptur.
Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Okay, Donald Trump.
No.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very, very, very unfavorable.
Joe Biden.
Oh, favorable.
Okay, Republicans in Congress.
Who?
Republicans in Congress as a whole, somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable, or somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
The Republicans?
No, Democrats.
Now is the Republicans as a whole, okay? What do you think about them? Very favorable or very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, what about First Energy?
First Energy, yeah.
Do you have a very favorable opinion of them? Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
What did you say that was again?
First Energy.
First Energy, they're very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay, and that the last one is Derek Marin.
Never
heard of him. Okay, no problem. All right, ma'am, and if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat or Republican?
A Democrat.
Okay. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay, and if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
For who now?
Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno.
Sherrod Brown.
Okay. And yeah. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Democrat Marcy Kaptur.
Democrat. Okay. If the election, is there a chance that you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Republican Derek Marin?
I would. Okay, now who did you say if I would vote for?
For Republican Derek Marin. Is there like a chance or there's no chance that you will vote for Derek Marin, Republican Derek Marin?
Oh, damn American.
Okay, is there a chance or there's no chance that you might, consider?
I said no chance.
No chance. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Now I'm going to read you a statement about, some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Okay. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden. Voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Okay. After hearing this, do this statement makes you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? Or if the statement makes you more or less likely to vote for her, or you don't think it's true? You can say that too.
You say what now?
Okay, after I read that statement, would that make you much less likely to vote for her? Somewhat less likely? No difference? More likely?
I will vote for her, likely.
Okay, more likely. Okay, got you.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am, we almost finished with this survey. I only have some statements to read to you, and we'll be pretty much done, okay? I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or it makes no difference, if the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, okay? If you don't think it's true, just let me know. Okay, Derek Marin has a long and dangerous record of fighting, to take women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal, Marin supports a federal ban that would overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal even in case of rape or incest. Marin even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, or more likely to vote for him, or you don't think it's true?
Okay.
Okay, which one would you pick, ma'am?
I just pick one.
Which one you said? Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference on your vote, or more likely, or not true?
Okay, I'll call you back because I'm trying to do grocery shopping.
Okay, ma'am, we're almost done, okay? I only have these few statements and we're finished. Can we just finish these statements? So you say much less likely or somewhat less likely to vote for him or no difference?
I don't know because I'm trying to shop too. And I can't be talking on my phone.
Okay, only have that. Like I said, only have a few more statements and you can just tell me, you know, whatever you think of the statement and we'll be finished, okay?
Okay.
All right, nearly every Republican and Democrat in legislation voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs, you know, to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merritt voted no, and when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders.
Man, I told you.
What was that? Okay, ma'am, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Merritt was one of the loudest voices in favor of bailing First Energy out. Now our utility rates are through the roof. As we foot the bill for Merritt's corruption, would that make you less likely to vote for him or more likely to vote for him?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, ma'am. And in the state legislature, Derek Merritt supported anti-union laws that drive down for workers. You know, as mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees sick. Descanse, mami, no te preocupes.